From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Syrian government forces have reportedly seized the rebel-held neighborhood of Farafra near the old city in the center of Aleppo. It is the last major city in which the opposition has a grip on part of it. Days of intense fighting followed the collapse of a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that lasted just about a week. The U.S. and Russia have held no talks Tuesday. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Secretary of State John Kerry needs a measure offered by Moscow and Damascus that will change the reality on the ground.
He has not closed the door on this diplomatic process. And as the Secretary of State, he'll never do that. He said it would be diplomatic malpractice to do so. And as long as he's Secretary of State, he is going to pursue a diplomatic process that ends the fighting and allows for a peaceful political transition in Syria.
Toner said Kerry wants to see credibility reestablished in the peace process. Reuters quotes a senior rebel official as saying pro-government forces are mobilizing near the rebel-held Sheikh Said district on the city's southern outskirts. The fall of the rebel-held part of Aleppo would be viewed as a major victory for forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Ali Bongo Ondimba Tuesday was sworn in as Gabon's president for a second 7-year term after winning re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote.
Conformément à la tradition africaine en général.
During the swearing-in ceremony Tuesday, Mr. Bongo called on all the nation's stakeholders to sit together to find solutions that will satisfy our compatriots. His razor-thin victory August 27 came amid allegations of vote-rigging by the opposition and a court challenge dismissed last week. The European Union said it regretted the vote count had not been more transparent. At least 6 people were killed in post-election clashes between protesters and security forces. This is VOA News.